Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Lisa Fu. This week on AK, exploring identity. More than 90 languages are spoken in Anchorage, and one resident is trying to learn and teach about every single one as part of a new podcast. KSKA's Ann Hillman found out the project comes from his desire to discover the diversity of his own background.
Corey Benefriam sits on the couch in his one-room Fairview apartment, his wavy hair slicked back and tidy mustache styled with upturned points. A couple of years ago, he tried an experiment. He walked around the Diamond Center with an audio recorder, asking people to guess his ethnicity.
Native with Mexican.
I think you're a black or mixed or something else.
Black and white, but I don't know. Okay. I know this is a terrible. This one is awkward.
It's a question Benefriam has been asking himself for years. What is his background, his identity? He's been mapping it out on his body.
Walk me through your tattoos.
Oh, we could spend all day on this.
Okay, let's start with your arms.
Okay.
Music notes loop up one forearm. An outline of France adorns the other.
My cousin does tattoos in Michigan, and so a lot of the times it's like, hey, let's order pizza and do tattoos. And, you know, before you know it, you're getting a tattoo that you don't regret so much, but as much as you're like, I wish I would put more thought into that.
The map of France is one of those. Benefriam says he was trying to honor his mother's family, but they've actually been in Canada for more than 200 years.
So on the backside, I got the maple leaf. The coordinates there are for the city that they immigrated to from France.
Benefriam says he knows a lot about his mother's side of the family, but much less about his father's. His dad wasn't around when he was a kid growing up in Michigan. He says he knew the basics. His father is a mixture of Moroccan, Ethiopian, and African American, and he's Jewish. But Benefriam says his mother never taught him about his father's cultural or religious heritage. So as an adult, he picked up a book on Judaism.
I just couldn't put the book down. Like, it just, everything spoke to me and it all made sense in the Old Testament. It clicked and this and that.
He bought himself a yarmulke on eBay, went to a synagogue, and eventually converted. His father's past is now reflected in the tattoo on Benefriam's leg.
I have the Khamsa, the Star of David. Inside the Star of David is the green star from the Moroccan flag. In Arabic, it says, Morocco is in my blood. And then in Hebrew down here, it says, my heart beats for Israel.
Benefriam says his quest to find out about his own heritage made him curious about other people's. So he started a podcast called 90 Plus. He's trying to track down people who speak each of the more than 90 languages represented in the Anchorage School District.
We can sit down by the table or by the couches.
Benefriam walks into a cozy townhouse adorned with plush furniture and a friendly dog. He sits down with a high school student from Brazil and pulls out his mic.
Okay. My full name is Mateus Araújo de Alves Vogueira.
He asks Malgara about moving to the U.S. as a small child, learning English, speaking Portuguese at home. Eventually, he gets to the heart of the matter.
Someone asked you, like, how would you describe yourself? Would you consider yourself, like, a Brazilian, an American, an Alaskan, a mixture of the things? Like, how do you describe yourself?
A mutt, I guess, in that regard.
He says he's influenced by his mother's strong Brazilian culture, even though he doesn't really speak Portuguese. But he's also shaped by growing up in Alaska and by living in Germany for a year. He says all of these things contribute to his identity. And for Benefriam, conversations about language are in many ways just a vehicle for talking about culture and identity, and for understanding those around you.
Start looking at languages and cultures and stuff, and you realize why people do certain things a certain way. It's beautiful.
Back in his apartment, he shows me his mezuzah. It's a small metal ornament that holds a Jewish prayer and is affixed to the doorframe of a home. His has symbols from both Judaism and Christianity. We talk about what it means to both of us. We've led very different lives, but both come from mixed religion families. Both love radio. It's a conversation we wouldn't have had if he hadn't started on the podcast.
Do I really think at the end of the day that my little podcast is going to create world peace? No. But it might make someone who normally otherwise would think badly about someone else, you know, once listening to maybe my podcast and like, okay, like that's a similar upbringing that I had, even though they grew up in, you know, some totally other part of the world.
Right now, he's only produced a few episodes. He says he's stocking them up and they will begin airing on an Anchorage station soon. For AK, I'm Ann Hillman.